This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Countdown on the air for another week. This is the overview of the charts for the week of January 30th to February the 3rd. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as he is every week. I'm Doug Steffen, pronouncing February the correct way. This will be maybe the most important thing that happens this month, way above the economy and what's happening in our government. The correct pronunciation of February, Michael. It's a test.
If I remember, it's February.
That's right. That is correct. Not February. February. Right.
Right.
Library. Not library.
Library.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Got to take
care. Do people still make that mistake with February?
Yes. A lot of people are very sloppy, especially people from Texas, really sloppy with their language. So you often hear those things. But not just Texas, but it's wherever it's cold this week, the language is bad.
I want to pass along to all of our millions of listeners in Texas that was an inside joke, because James Collins, our very, very capable board operator and producer, is in Texas.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And okay. He once in a while leaves the G's off of his gerunds. Thinking and making and stuff. But that's a subject for a different day. We need to get to the business at hand, which is you going through the story list and the people list, and then let's you and I talk about some of those things, like why we don't shoot down the Chinese spice balloon. I think that was that's something that's in the story list. So take it away, Michael.
All right, here we go. At number 10, artificial intelligence has been on the minds of people and on their tongues. And ChatGPT is a program that is making a lot of news. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with a Chinese spy balloon that has been spotted above Montana checking out our stuff. I wonder what they're finding. I wonder what they're finding out.
About the hills and blue sky.
I wonder what they're finding out from a spy balloon that's so high up that it's, you know, above the air traffic. The Tyree Nichols death remains in the news. It's number 8. Trump and Haley's 24 campaigns. The GOP race has begun. There's actually two people running at this point. Number 7. At number 6, border security and the DACA battle. The DeSantis education policies that are under the spotlight of scrutiny at number 5. At number 4, the Hunter Biden laptop case.
Please.
That sort of glazes me over. At number 3, government documents investigations. You know, they all have their documents.
Another glaze over.
Yeah, really. That's about as dangerous and imposing as the Chinese spy balloon.
The Chinese spy balloon may be more dangerous than these guys, yeah.
You know, maybe the Chinese are trying to figure out a way to compete with Sirius XM satellite radio by having CCP spy balloon radio and not
have to spend the
money on a satellite.
They own some stations, and they're programming Chinese stuff.
Right.
Stations all around the country, yeah.
You know, those balloons go right to the edge of space. It's amazing how high you can fly with a balloon. It's remarkable. And this thing is the size of 3 buses, I understand.
Yeah.
At number 2, we have the debt ceiling.
Those should be shot down.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
If I were the president, it would have been shot down by now.
Hmm. Well, they say it's dangerous. It can fall on somebody's head.
Oh, come on. In Montana?
It might blow over to another heavily populated area, like
North
maybe
Dakota.
Wyoming.
Right.
You know? Half of it could land in North and the other half in South Dakota.
Right.
Debt ceiling, speaking of ceilings and height, the debt ceiling negotiations are at number 2. And at number 1, the economy and the Fed rate hike. And that's number 1. The people on our list, number 10, the fabulous George Santos. Number 9 is Tyree Nichols, Nikki Haley at 8, Donald Trump at 7. Ilhan Omar at number 6. Number 5, Ron DeSantis. Number 4, Hunter Biden. Jerome Powell at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And that's the way the tongues wagged this past week.
So if you were a fly on the wall when Joe Biden got together with Kevin McCarthy, what do you suppose you would have heard or seen or experienced?
Two BS artists blowing hot air at each other. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
So when it comes to the economy, there are a couple of good stories, good news this week that has not been reported, but I thought that we would have this conversation first here because of the fear-based thinking, the fear-mongering, and the New York Times and most of the other liberal newspapers, and on a lot of talk radio programs, the conservatives and liberals alone, I mean alike, are out there trying to scare everybody. We're going to have a recession. Well, if you want the insight of the inside, there are some economists who are highly touted who say now that a recession is unlikely. And this has been certainly something that has been around. A lot of people don't want to spend any money because they think that we're going to have a downturn and that will make the economy sour and it'll cost you more to do things, so you better save your money. But I'm looking at some key retail sectors in this morning's Wall Street Journal, Michael. And even though they're cautious, to be sure, the National Retail Foundation says they expect to see inflation easing. The interest rates are going down in coming months. So there are certainly challenges out there, no question about that. But under the circumstances, all of the doom and gloom. And what does it get you, by the way, when you have all of this stuff? I say this to my friends who are listening to the radio program and people in my life. You know, I know a lot of younger families who are concerned because of the downturn, and they don't want to spend money. I'll tell you, the car business is fabulous. The new home business is off about a third, but still pretty good. It wasn't, you know, it's not where it was last year at this time. But to continue to harp on, what do you think the psychology is? And it isn't just about the economy, but the negative thinking all the way around. Why is it so appealing to people to use that in a sort of a thought-controlling way? And you're an observer of certainly the talk radio world. Why do we do this?
Well, I don't know. We do it. I mean, when you say we, you mean
collectively.
Human condition.
Yeah.
It's politics. It's mostly for political jockeying and to basically get political control. And the economy is a major area of forming political opinions and voting habits. So I think that it's basically because we've politicized the economy, and we try to create scenarios that the other side, you know, is responsible for gloom and doom, and you got to be careful, and that one side has all the answers to restoring prosperity. If you look back over the conversations we've had, I told you all along over the past year or two that the economy is not in any kind of terrible trouble, and that
certainly not a 2010 trouble.
If you are heavily invested in the stock market, or you're heavily invested in a certain industry that's having a bubble, well, then, you know, what goes up must come down. You should know better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You should know better than to buy high because you're afraid it's going to go higher. The only things that go higher are really, for the most part, you know, if you get very lucky and you discover Amazon at the very beginning, something of that nature, and you hold on to it for years. But bubble industries, like if for example, if housing is, you know, skyrocketing, you mentioned it's a third down from last year. Well, last year it was 200% higher than it should have been. I mean, so it's still ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
People that didn't panic and buy or sell and just hung on probably are still as far ahead, if not more ahead, of where they were when they bought their homes. It's political, and the journalists, the news takes a side and plays on it. And it really is a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about something to people who don't understand what they're saying.
I use Business Week and the Wall Street Journal every day as part of my 14 or 15 different preparatory exposures, if you will. And so I'm looking at this report today, and I thought it was appropriate because the economy is number one in terms of the story list from Talkers Magazine. And, you know, you look at these things, and, yeah, there are headwinds, as they are described here. And it's hard to forecast what will happen 6 months from now. But for the most part, there are three or four people here who are all cited as saying that the bottom, we've bottomed out now. The inflation rate and other things, when you see where they were two, three, 4 months ago and where they are now, these guys say they expect that there will be a very, not, they don't call it a strong, but much, the quote is, much of a rebound will take place later this year.
But they don't really know.
They're just hedging their bets
in terms.
Wouldn't you rather have an optimistic look at it than a negative?
I would like an honest look at it. I don't want optimism if it's negative, right. And I don't want negative if it's good. And my view is nobody knows.
Yeah.
My view is nobody knows, and it all depends on where your money is invested.
Yep,
it's such a fractured,
point.
You know, I mean, and what about all the people that didn't want to go back to work and all the jobs that we were talking about a year ago?
You know, I want to talk to you about artificial intelligence and how that's going to affect the job market. That's number 10 this week as we continue. Quick reminder from the folks at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. There are all kinds of specials that are going on. As a matter of fact, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, look at their product catalog, you can find out all kinds of things, not only about their pillows, but about the towels, the things that are the most popular here, actually, interestingly enough. The blankets this time of year with the weather. Can you imagine how many blankets they'll sell this weekend, Michael, with it being, where is it? How much is it? What's 5 below where you are this morning as we do this program?
Side below?
No, 5 below.
Oh, 5 below. Sorry about that. It sounded very strange.
Giza flannel sheets, all of this good stuff. Anyway, I want to point you in the direction of the MyPillow catalog. Understand that using the DS code will get you up to 66% off. Help yourself to specials at MyPillow.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on artificial intelligence. And there was an interesting overview on one of the talk radio stations here in Los Angeles this week that I listened to, examining what artificial intelligence will do to the fast food business and whether or not the people who run McDonald's and outfits like that are eager to have artificial intelligence come in, robots, and the discussion sort of focused on all of the things that you get when you go to a fast food restaurant, when you go into order. Now, a lot of these fast food restaurants have a screen. You can order on the screen. You don't need to talk to anybody. You put your card in after you order or whatever it is you're going to order. And then there are, in the processing line now, they're kind of mechanical arms that take the food from wherever it is being held, like out of a box or a refrigerator or something. They put it on their griddle. They take it off. There's a machine that wraps it. And so, you know, when you get down to it, if they probably do this right, they'll be able to put it down a chute, and you'll be able to grab it out of the chute.
They can add it, go right into your mouth, you know. Put your mouth on the end of the chute, and boom.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Like those old cartoons that when you and I were kids, where they had all that mechanized stuff. Remember
right.
that? Yeah, it's coming true. Well, you know, it's funny you were trying to find the word for the arms that operate, and are they robots? It's all robots. Mm-hmm. Robots are going from, you know, automation, assembly line type of stuff, which we've had for years, to actual facsimiles of living things, both physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But even physically. I mean, we will see such a change in our sociology in the next 10 years because of artificial intelligence. It's going to have as much impact on society as the invention of fire, or the discovery of fire, I should
say. Will we be able to handle it? Will people get angry? You know, the road rage thing that happened here in California this week, where a guy says he was cut off by somebody on a bicycle, so he ran him over, and then he went back with a knife to kill him, to finish killing him, because he was angry that there may have been something else going on. But you know, you think about the what it is that people, what disturbs people now, and if the artificial intelligence thing takes over, how many people are going to be out of work? Is everybody going to be on some kind of assistance? And are those of us who are not on assistance going to pay for millions and millions and millions of people who even now there are people who are wildly taking advantage of the situation? They just don't want to work, so I'll take what the government gives me, and that's fine.
No, you've covered a bunch of different areas overlap.
So I have.
And, so the answer is yeah. But aside from yeah, the history of the industrial age has been the debate over whether new technology takes away jobs. This has been a battle that's been going on for, you know, a couple of hundred years now. And, yeah, it's going to take it into a whole new level. And the answer, the simple answer is people have to learn new jobs. Somebody has to make these artificial intelligence devices. Somebody has to design the systems in which they're applied. Somebody in the McDonald's chain has to figure out how to employ these new technological ways of delivering their product to people. So, the upside is people, you know, have new opportunities. The downside is people get left in the dust. This has always been going on.
All right, when we come back, the war in Russia or in Ukraine with the Russians, number 9 this week, how that's changing as we get close to a year involved in that battle. It's 28 after the hour.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 16 million people in the Northeast under wind chill warnings as an Arctic blast sweeps over the region, bringing with it the threat of frigid temperatures and high winds. That front is expected to last through today and could shatter records in cities including Boston, where wind chills are cold enough to cause frostbite within 15 minutes and could feel as low as 35 degrees below zero. A suspected Chinese spy balloon that was initially discovered over Montana has now sailed across the United States and could end up over the Carolinas by tomorrow. That Chinese balloon was discovered hovering at about 60,000 feet just north of Billings, Montana. President Biden serenaded with chance of four more years multiple times yesterday evening as he addressed a partisan audience of Democratic officials and activists gathered at a major party meeting. Corey Myers, USA.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris? not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through with the comments. We have the lists of the charts, the things that are being discussed on News Talk radio stations around the country, the research done by the folks at Talkers so that they can chronicle. Is that the word they can chronicle?
Yeah, we chronicle. We're chronic chroniclers.
Good for you. Welcome and to the
there's been a chronic tremendous chronicle. Amount of side blow going on, so we're very...
Well, that's it. That is sort of a secondary story that would be just below the top 10, probably. The wind chills are minus 50 degrees as we're doing this program in New England over the weekend. Public schools were closed. It was like a big snow day. Hmm. I have a farm. I had to make special arrangements for the cows to keep them from having a problem. Remember, back in 2016, which was the last time it was this cold, there was a big snowstorm just before the cold snap. We had 11 feet of snow on the ground, and then it went. We had piles of 30, 40 feet of snow and drifts and stuff, and then it was for 3 days, 30 below zero, and the cows, you know, their feet were frozen to the food lot, and their
I remember that. Yeah, you had a terrible time with your cows.
Awful. Eight of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting hours here in the Northeast after going around saying, what a mild winter it's been.
Well, it'll go back to 50 degrees on Monday and Tuesday. That's the other end of the... That's an extremely high temperature for this time of year. Do you think
maybe the climate is changing? I don't know if anybody's noticed that. seems to be the climate is weird.
There are changes taking place, no question about it. But the argument comes on whether it's man-made, man-created, or whether the Earth is just doing what the Earth does. And I maintain, from my perch looking at this stuff, I studied it in school, and it's a little of both, frankly. So we go to worship the economy, number one on the story list. To go back to that for a second, we worship at the altar of climate change. There have been huge businesses created around the mania of climate change.
Exactly. Good for the economy. It goes back to what we said before. Almost all of these top issues are driven by politics.
Yeah.
And what drives politics? Economics.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah.
All right. So then let's, speaking of politics, let's go to number seven, Mr. Trump and Ms. Haley, who's going to run for president. Is this her attempt to be his vice presidential candidate, his running mate, do you think? Is that what this is all about? It'll be interesting to see where Bill Maher comes in. By the way, I don't know if you're watching Bill Maher lately. He has changed. I don't know whether, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm changing. But he's become, he's got so much common sense. And speaking to every man, you know, he's crude and he's a comedian and all that other stuff. But man, he comes across as having so much common sense about how and why things are happening in America. I think that program is worth watching, frankly.
Well, he's aware of the fact that neither the left nor the right have a monopoly on the truth, and that the truth is somewhere, not even in between. The truth is elsewhere. To say it's in between is too simplistic. It's elsewhere. We're not even on the same. We're not even on the right playing field to truly understand our situation, especially as we are hurtling into the future with new technology, new terminology, and new generations of people that are native to the 21st century. He's a smart guy. A lot of what he says is based on common sense, and a lot of it is based on his intelligence as in putting together a strategy for his position on the spectrum of different points of view.
To make his points of view valuable and have people watch his program.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Plenty of that. Anyway, so what's your read? What do you think the talk radiologists of the, like that, talk radiologists are saying or thinking about whether Haley becomes a good running mate candidate, a potential, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or all these other people that are out there running around? Trump, maybe he picks a running mate early to separate him from whoever else may be running. But I find it interesting because I've always thought she was okay. What about you?
First of all, I don't think any of them are okay. I think they're all two-faced, and I think they flip-flop, and I think that it's quite obvious, that they change their alliances, and this they change their alliances like they change their hats or their shoes. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I don't care for any of them. I think that she has a little bit more credibility with the mainstream than does somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene or the other one that's trying to suck up to Donald Trump. That gal from Arizona,
Carrie Lake.
Hangs around Mar-a-Lago and is devoting her life to making Donald Trump the next president, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think Haley is looking to be the vice president. I think she's looking to be the president. And I think that the jury is still out on who his running mate will be if, in fact, he gets the nomination, which is at this point not a fait accompli.
No, not at all. I think there are a lot of good candidates, and a lot of people are sick of them, frankly, as they are sick of, we still have Hunter Biden in this baloney at number four this week. I mean, what in the world? All in the government document thing, like those are the most important things going on. Hunter Biden.
I mean, why don't we just all say, hey, look, Biden is a kind of a shady character, and so is Trump.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. Who was it? I think it was either Stalin or one of those guys said, "Show me the man, I'll show you the crime." You want to find that dirt on people? You can, and especially these guys. I mean, Joe Biden was never meant to be president. He was meant to be a presidential wannabe. It was just circumstances that thrust him into the White House. I mean, it's Joe Biden. Think back to the last 30 years. Joe Biden was not somebody that people spoke about. Oh, Joe Biden.
He's not an inspiration, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? When did we suddenly think that Joe Biden is the paragon of virtue? Of course you're going to find garbage on him. And Trump? I mean, he's the master of deceit and sleaze. So they all are that way. So this, all of these laptop cases and dossiers and documents, and it has nothing to do with what matters. It's a show.
You know what matters? The amount of ultra-processed foods that we're eating and what the damage is being done to your brain by eating all of this stuff. That is something that is the most for isn't your health and well-being the most important thing in your life?
I can't tell whether you're going into a commercial or whether
No, I'm not.
I'm going, okay, I could go out and
I'm saying this because you know I do the farm program, and every day on the Good Day program we have a farm food and family segment, and one of the things that I think is most concerning, it's not that I came across it this week for the first time, but the fact that now mainstream media is finally reporting on something that is an issue that is dangerous, and yet we don't talk about it because it's not, we can't. What can you do other than tell people, if you eat that stuff, you're going to ruin your brain? Okay, that's pretty much it. But is it worth some attention? Yeah, what about the foods? What are the foods you're talking about?
Yeah. I personally think you should devote your entire career to that subject. I think that it's... I'm not saying that as a joke. What I'm saying is I agree with you. I think that the food that we eat and the way that we live and the health-related aspects of it is really far more important than what the hell is in Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's no comparison. And yet we are more fascinated by Hunter Biden's laptop than what's in that can of crap that you're eating and causing.
Right.
I mean, processed meats that generations of men have grown up eating is linked to prostate cancer.
Yep.
There's so much evidence that we're killing ourselves, it's cultural. We have to change our culture and demand, but we're not smart enough to. Collectively.
Well, the dumbing down of America is taking place.
Yeah, and now we're going to be replaced back to the subject we talked about before, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, artificial intelligence has caused my song, Idiots. Idiotsvideo.com, folks. Idiotsvideo.com. Check that out. It's resurging because of the fact that the idiocy of a large segment of the American public is as dangerous as the Chinese spy balloon.
I promised we'd talk about number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war.
Yes.
Just from the text, the fact that 200,000 Russian troops have been killed in this past year. Only 20,000 Ukrainians have died. The information that's coming out of there to the West is limited at best in terms of the Russian, in terms of how the Ukrainians, there still is this prejudice. The Russians are a big company, a country. They want to prejudice everything. And so Putin has gone back to talking about, because this weekend is the 80th anniversary of the Soviets beating the hell out of the Germans in World War II. And he's equating that, the Russians going into Ukraine, he's equating that event 80 years ago to this event and saying that because the Russians are big, strong guys, they're going to be victorious in Ukraine. And that's kind of like some of the rhetoric you were talking about before. It's just huffery and puffery. He's just another politician. He's not winning the war any more than you are.
Right.
He's very
dangerous. He's very dangerous. But, you know, all I'll say about that war is the war is very dangerous. This is a very dangerous situation, and it's not there for our entertainment or for new movies to be made in the next 10 years.
No.
Is it
more dangerous than Taiwan? Look at what this week there was a proposal to spend $82 million to beef up the bases, the four Air Force bases and Navy bases in the islands that sort of ring around the South China Sea. What are we going to do with that? We're going to keep the Chinese from taking over Taiwan. That's where we're spending $82 million. The military-industrial complex at it again.
Look, I say this with great hesitation because I don't want to come across as supporting Russia or China. I'm not. I don't care for their policies, and I feel sorry for Ukraine, and I feel sorry for Taiwan. But the fact of the matter is, Ukraine is located on Russia's border, and Taiwan is located right next to China. And and I understand the Chinese, and I understand the Russian perspective on that. We have to settle this with diplomacy, and not stoke the fires of fear in Russia or China.
I want to talk about an article that's in Talkers Magazine in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from the Countdown. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the people list, George Santos. I wish this, well, we all, I should probably keep my editorial comments to myself and just do the list, because the editorial comments come during the context of the conversation on the air. Tyree Nichols is at 9. Nikki Haley is at 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Ihan Omar, I never think I'm pronouncing your name right, is at number 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Hunter Biden at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Kevin McCarthy is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the people list. I try to go through these, the official lists, so that you have them in your ear, because oftentimes as we're discussing this, whether it be in the Talk Radio Countdown Show itself or the ancillary Talk Radio Roundup, sometimes all of them don't get mentioned. So there's the official list here on the Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen. Healthier brain. Better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, Michael Harrison is quoted in Forbes magazine this week when it comes to this issue of AM radios and electric vehicles and most of the talk radio programs that are popular on AM radio stations. So what's going to happen?
I don't think anything's going to happen. First of all, electric vehicles only constitute 6% of the vehicles out there. And I think that AM and FM have to start realizing that there's no such thing as a radio appliance, that they have to promote their brand as radio. And everything is just going to be voice-controlled computers. The driver's just going to say, you know, get me the soundtrack of CNN or whatever it is that they want. Mm-hmm. And whether it's AM or FM really doesn't matter. People know how to bypass those things and use their Bluetooths and their smartphones and create their own music playlists. And the consumers are so ahead of this argument that it'd be wise for people in our industry to catch up and worry about the right things. And that is to make radio indispensable, promote it as radio, be proud of the word radio, and capture the magic and not worry whether it's AM or FM, because those are designations that really aren't going to exist in the coming years, and I'm talking about, you know, a handful of years.
All right, speaking of, we got the interview with Chachi.
Yeah, Chachi. Everybody loves
Michael
Chachi.
Harrison.
Yeah, he's a big-time executive in the radio industry, and we have a great conversation about the past, present, and future of radio. It's a radio culture conversation, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Also, you'll find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Countdown.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephanie here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, exquisite and educational genius. How about that? He teaches lots of people about the law. Remember that old song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won?
Yeah.
That's not a good theme song for lawyers. All right, Steve is here to go through our story list this week to talk about the legal ramifications of some of the things. The laptop case is number four. I'm so tired of this because is there really, I mean, what's new here and how do they get at any of these government documents? You know, they all talk about it's illegal. Well, okay, so isn't it all about degree? Well, there's way too many things, in my estimation, and a lot of other people who are experts in this, way too many documents that are classified. So this is just so much hooey, isn't it?
Well, you know, there's a degree. And, you know, as you said, and in fact, one of the Supreme Court justices in the case was Potter Stewart said, well, you know, when everything is classified, really nothing is classified. It just it makes the whole thing kind of ridiculous. And the public does have a right to know. So when you're looking at the classified documents that they're going back and trying to find at the various presidents, there is a difference between, you know, the manner in which Trump has responded as opposed to the Vice President Pence and President Biden. But I do tend to agree with you as far as other than the issue with Trump, which is significant, there are just so many other major things that we should be discussing. When you're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, that one, I gotta say, I had a smile when his latest response after Hunter Biden for quite a long time was saying, I don't know if that's a laptop, if my laptop, well, maybe it's my laptop. And now it's my laptop and I want an investigation because my rights of privacy were violated. You know, that's the old, you know, when you're being run out of town on a rail, get in front and make it look like you're leaving the parade. Right. Bottom line is, if the things that have been released are from his laptop, there are some violations of law. You know, does that reflect on the president? Not on the things that I've seen, but it definitely does warrant investigation further. And, you know, Hunter Biden is not exactly the most savory character.
Number eight this week is the Nichols death, and
these, the more people that you see, the more of this video that you see, it would seem to me these people all ought to go to jail for a long time, including the chief of police and anybody has anything to do with training and the culture that's in that department. There's a lot of answers that need to come out of this. This is the most egregious of these things that I think I've seen. How about you?
Well, you know, I think you really hit it on the head with something that I hadn't heard others saying before. You know, we have the outraged chief of police there, and I don't know that much about her, but it kind of reminded me of the movie Casablanca, where the inspector gambling going on in this establishment, and then they give him the money. You know, this is something that either that police chief knew was going on, tolerated, or is not terribly competent. And you know, one of the things that you know, with the racial issue taken out of this particular type, this particular incident with the five officers being African American, it really does show that we have some serious difficulties in this country as far as you said, the training of police and the tolerating of that kind of violence. And this, we need a systemic change here. And you're absolutely right. It has to start at the top and go down.
All this does is bring back the defund the police talk, which doesn't fix anything either. But
next time somebody's breaking into your house, call a social worker.
Yeah.
You know, we need the police, but we need trained police, and that's something we have to put money and effort into.
You look at the gun crimes. The federal report this week on gun crime over the last two decades. The number of privately made ghost guns now, and the fact they can't fall, you know, who knows? They make them in a 3D printer, for God's sakes.
You're right.
So, you know, there's a whole new, it's keeping up with technology, which the government doesn't seem to be able to do particularly well. So, at any rate.
You say that because it brings me back to some of these hearings with tech people testifying and the congressmen and senators asking questions that are just totally ridiculous. And
the looks on their faces. How do I set my Apple iPhone to do? How can I have my alarm set? Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of stupid stuff. Yeah, that's who's running the show. Hooray. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.